it's true.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Misery.
say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say tonight. Fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire, and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away. Oh, it's true. It ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't stop to cry. Cause girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, and Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Say tonight, and fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say tonight. And fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you till after 10 a.m. with the Jay Giles Band on Max FM.
Cause the pain. Years go by, I'm looking through a girly magazine. 90s, and more.
That's the power of love.
99.7 Max FM.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say.
Today. Life is a highway.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Kiss, and you'll be mine. Oh, you like to think that you're in. sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, who is it you're with? Hey, little sister, what's your vice wish? Hey, little sister, shotgun, oh yeah. Hey, little sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, shotgun. Nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Ow!
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Don't you mistrust?
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep our text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. Great way to make requests for Saturdays at the 60s and 70s with Kevin Kellogg. Every Saturday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., playing the best hits of the 60s and 70s. Here's Matchbox 20 on Max FM.
All day, staring at the ceiling, making friends with shadows on my wall. All night, hearing voices telling me that I should get some sleep, because tomorrow might be good for something. Hold on, feeling like I'm headed for a breakdown, and I don't know. But stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be me. And talking to myself in public and dodging glances on the train. I know they've all been talking about me. I can hear them whisper, and it makes me think there must be something wrong with me. Out of all the hours thinking, somehow I've lost my mind. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while. See a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Friday morning. Now, air travel can be interesting. I haven't flown in a while, but usually when I do, something always interesting happens. One of my coworkers was flying a couple weeks ago. He ended up having his flight delayed so much that he was not going to make his connecting flight. He had to drive home and spent 8+ hours driving home. Now, I don't know if this had anything to do with it or not, but a Southwest Airlines flight from Houston to Phoenix was forced to return to the gate after a passenger stripped naked and began screaming before a takeoff on Monday afternoon. Now, video shows that the woman was completely undressed, walking up and down the aisle while yelling. The flight from Hobby Airport in Houston was delayed for over an hour, according to reports. The Houston Police Department said in a statement to NBC News on Thursday that received a call at 3:30 p.m. Central Time that passenger took off her clothes on a flight and was causing a disturbance. Now, the woman was removed from the flight and transported to a psychiatric center in Houston, according to police. Now, no charges were filed, so her name's not being released either. Southwest Airlines released a statement on Thursday saying that local law enforcement had met Flight 733 after return to the gate due to a customer situation on board. So that's what they labeled it. They said their teams reached out to customers on board the flight to apologize for the delay to their travels. Now, two anonymous passengers who live in Phoenix told local news stations that the aircraft had just started taxiing when the woman, still fully clothed, walked to the front of the plane and started yelling. It was very uncomfortable, and they said it was scary, according to one passenger. I do remember saying that she wanted to get off the flight, according to another passenger. The same passenger said the woman yelled that she was having some issues and started hitting parts of the plane. She started jumping up and down, screaming at the top of the lungs, according to another report. And some flyers are now shocked that there were no charges being filed against the woman, considering that she got naked in front of a bunch of kids and everyone else, jumping up and down. And apparently she was trying to get into the cockpit as well. Wow, I can't even imagine this. And then everyone did get on their way, apparently, but what a crazy situation that was. Coming up, we will have a look at weather news by the police on Max FM.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy McAsee, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Today's Max FM deal of the day, the Jeweler's Edge. It's not too early to be thinking about that perfect Mother's Day ring or necklace. From simple, elegant designs to lavish, modern works of art, the talented jeweler at the Jeweler's Edge in Baraboo creates them all. They take great pride in the pieces they create, as well as the other artists they carry. Stop in to see their updated showroom. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Are you retired or retiring soon? Do you know how much money you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. These may feel like scary times. Several economists are saying that a recession is imminent. So what do you do? Ancient wisdom says plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have an actionable plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan is executed to take advantage of market gains, but protect you from market losses. We would like to give you a free, no-obligation consultation to help you do all three. We will help you discover your magic number and give you the roadmap to get there. Call now to schedule your free consultation. 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108. 800-508-6108. Don't wait. Call 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Mostly sunny and mild. Highs flirting with 40 degrees and calm winds. With clear skies tonight, lows bottom out in the mid-teens. And for tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and even warmer into the mid-40s. But it'll be breezy. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 33 at our studios.
99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant. I'm going to head on out. I'll be back with you on Sunday afternoon. Coming up next, Mace is going to be in. He's going to take you through your midday, filling in for Jay Roberts for the next week. And I know he's had some interesting travel experiences. Here's the Knack on Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
in New York City, in a funky cheap hotel. She took my heart and she took my money. She must have slipped me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne.
Some things you can never choose, even if you try, yeah. You're banging your head again, 'cause somebody won't let you in. One chance, one love, your chance to let me know.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.